This is the Sunshine Edition on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening. You ready for some football portside in Miami? Do you support a Major League football stadium? That, of course, would be soccer here in the United States. On the corner of Port Miami, let us know using the hashtag Sunshine Edition on Twitter at WLRN. That was the chant heard in early February. Thank you, Beckham, at a news conference about to begin with international soccer star David Beckham announcing his desire to bring that Major League Soccer franchise to South Florida and Miami. Now, there's no mystery as to where Beckham and his supporters would like to take the stadium, but he did pledge no public money.
We don't want public funding. We will fund the stadium ourselves. It's something that we have worked very hard to get to this stage where we can fund the stadium ourselves.
The group could get some state help in the form of up to $2 million in annual sales tax subsidies for 20 years. That's still being debated in the final waning hours of the state session in Tallahassee. The biggest open question is Port Miami or not. Well, listen to what Beckham told fans back in February when the team was announced.
The commissioners, the board, the mayor has promised us, I can say promised, I think, that we will be downtown. I think it's important that we are in this part of the city.
And that part of the city has been centered on a corner of Port Miami. Neeson Kasdan represents the Miami Beckham United Group, and John Fox is president of Miami Seaport Alliance against the port location. Neeson, first of all, is the Port Miami location the only location under active negotiation today?
The Port Miami location is the preferred location. This process started a number of months ago. Mm-hmm. We were asked to look at, identify all possible sites. We looked at some 30 possible sites. Reduced those to five or six sites, did further analysis on those sites. And you heard from David Beckham himself. This guy is a global icon representing the sport of soccer, sure. The most popular sport in the world. He knows, and he's played in the great stadiums in the world, and he's determined to make MLS take it to the next level. He knows that they need to have a great downtown location.
Yeah.
The port location is something that works very well and has no interference whatsoever with port operations.
But is it the only location under active negotiation right now of the five or six that are on the short list?
It is the location that we are doing an intensive analysis and study of.
John Fox with the Miami Seaport Alliance against the port location. Is this a matter of economics? Is it a matter of Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and their buildings there that would be displaced because of MLS if it's successful in its stadium application here?
Thank you, Tom. Let me be clear about a couple of things. The Alliance is not opposed to soccer. I don't think there's anybody at all in this community that's opposed to it.
Are you opposed to any stadium?
We're not opposed to any stadium.
Just the location.
We're only opposed to one location. There's many places in this community to place the stadium. There's only one seaport. The Alliance represents over 200,000 jobs and $27 billion in economic input. And this is a true alliance. We now have 11 mayors and two vice mayors that are opposed to that particular location. We have the Latin American Business Association representing 300 businesses. The Florida Freight Forwarders joined the alliance. They represent 17,000 different businesses. We have two ILA chapters. And, of course, we have Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
Sure. So that's the list of folks that are in opposition. But what is the priority of their opposition? In other words, what's the beef with that location?
The beef with the location is that we think it will interrupt port business. This community has spent $1 billion on a tunnel. They're digging down 50 feet mm-hmm. for deep dredge. We'll be one of only three ports on the entire eastern seaboard
but
that
John,
can bring
that,
the big ships.
That location has no cranes. That location specifically on the southwest corner, is that right? Do I have my directions
southwest,
correct?
Southwest, that's
the
correct.
Southwest corner of the port.
That's correct.
Does not accept any cargo facilities. So what business is it specifically that you're concerned that a stadium would interrupt at the port?
Well, I think if you look at the seaport, whoever imagined that we would have a 50-foot deep channel? Who would ever imagine that we have that growth in the cruise industry and the cargo industry? The former port director said in his latest State of the Port message that they expect to double or triple cargo when the Panama Canal opens. They expect to attract more cruise lines to the port.
So your concern is future expansion, future possible use of that corner,
yes,
beyond even what it is today, which is essentially administrative, corporate administrative offices.
Well, the Marine Spill Response Corporation is also located mm-hmm. there. And obviously, that's a big thing for this community. So,
John Fox with the Miami Seaport Alliance, Neeson Kasdan representing Miami Beckham United. Respond, Neeson.
Yeah, this is a major red herring, what John, my friend, is mentioning.
The possibility of future expansion in that corner for
first
port activity?
Yes. First of all, let's start with the port's own master plan. 2 years ago, the port did an extensive master plan looking at the entire 500-plus acres of the port. That master plan, before soccer was even a thought in anyone's mind in Miami, looked at those 23 acres, which is a vacant parking deck and a warehouse. The warehouse which the county planned 2 years ago to move, that's the Marine Spill Response Corporation, and said, look, can't be used for port purposes. Mm-hmm. No passenger ships can dock here. No cargo ships can dock here. So let's turn it to some other use which will provide economic benefit and identity for the port. And that is why we're proposing to utilize that site. And so it is a complete red herring to say we'll interfere. The port's own master plan looking out 25 years does not envision it. And just to take that one step further, it has no, and there are reasons, it has no channel depth, none.
Right.
It has no turning basin, and that can't be created. And in addition to that, in terms of increasing, for instance, the cargo capacity, it is highly inefficient. Freight operators are not going to unload the ships at one end of the port, move it over to another side of the port, because those movements cost money, and then move it to a third location. What the port has done and the county has done is invested in upgrading the rail infrastructure there to rail out of the port
right.
cargo.
John, let's talk about Royal Caribbean in this general location of the port that we're talking about, where the stadium would be located. According to county documents, Royal Caribbean will pay a lease rate of $12 a foot in 2015 to rent the land for these three headquarter buildings, essentially. Stadium plans call for about 7 million square feet of development. Is that roughly correct, Neeson?
No, not at all. The stadium plan calls for the stadium on approximately 9 acres, and then there's the other 13 or so acres left over for what would probably accommodate about 1 million square feet of development. The 7 million refers to the port city plan that was being worked on by the World Trade Center and
right.
people at the port before.
Gotcha. So a little over 1 million square feet, essentially, is what you're saying, right?
Correct.
So if they were to pay, let's talk about economics. John, if they were to pay that market rate that Royal Caribbean is paying, presumably if that's the market rate, arguably, some are going to criticize that, would the Seaport Alliance still have opposition?
Let's be clear. Royal Caribbean developed those buildings. They paid for them. They paid for their terminals. They paid for the parking garage. They have 3,000 employees that go over that bridge every day. They bring 400,000 cruise passengers to this community. They're one of the titans of this community.
Mm-hmm.
They're philanthropic. They're good corporate citizens. Mr. Kasdan and his group have talked about Carnival Cruise Line and Norwegian Cruise Line, neither of which have said whether they're for or against us, by the way, although they throw their names out there all the time. They're out by the airport. Why? Land is cheap. Carnival owns their own building. They don't pay rent to anybody, so I don't know where that theory came from. NCL is out by the airport. Who knows what they're paying? Nobody knows what market rent is.
Well, sure, because
okay.
those are private transactions. In
right.
this case, it is a privately built building on public land, similar to what the stadium is proposing.
Right. Royal Caribbean has been at that port for 40 years. They've negotiated several long-term contracts with the county. The county signed those documents. The county seems happy with it. Obviously, Royal Caribbean seems happy with it. That's what a good deal is. And so why people besmirch that deal is anathema to me.
Well, I mean, the fact is, again, today, actually, they're paying $0 a foot rent. They got enormous concessions when they built it. And the $12 a foot they'll begin paying in 2015 is gross, which means the expenses are paid by the county. So that's an effective rate of probably $2, $3 a foot. It's probably the sweetheart deal the county has entered into. The other thing is,
what's the stadium group willing to pay?
The stadium group will pay market. There will be a determination made
What is that determination?
There will be a determination.
They balked on $3 million a year. They balked on that.
There's no number that's been put out there yet, John.
Will that be a third-party determination?
There will
that
be a third-party. There will be appraisal.
Arm's length distance.
Third-party appraisal. County will be retaining an appraiser, and the appraisal will determine the value of that property, and we'll pay the fair market value, which is better than our neighbor would be paying. The one other thing I would like to say, because there's a little element of crocodile tears going on here. In the last five or so years, Royal Caribbean has decreased their passengers from the Port of Miami by over 50%. Today, they're the number three in terms of sailings, behind Carnival, behind Norwegian. At the same time, they have three times the number of passengers sailing out of Port Everglades, 2 million passengers a year plus. And by the way, Port Everglades has the Broward County Convention Center right on Port Everglades.
Neeson Kasdan represents the Miami Beckham United, former mayor of Miami Beach as well. John Fox with the Miami Seaport Alliance, president of that group. I'm Tom Hudson. This is the Sunshine Edition. Join the conversation about the possibility of a Major League Soccer stadium at Port Miami on Twitter, at WLRN. Use that hashtag, Sunshine Edition. John, as Royal Caribbean has reduced the amount of passengers that it brings through Port Miami, it perhaps is just following the business. But is a soccer location there going to impact, how could a soccer location at Port Miami impact passengers? Not the corporate administrative work that RCL does, but the passenger traffic, which is on the north side of the port.
Let me respond first to what Mr. Kasdan said. Royal Caribbean has reduced their capacity here because they built the two largest cruise ships in the world, each having a capacity of 6,000 passengers. They invited Port Miami and Port Everglades to bid on where those ships were going to be. Port Miami was not prepared to accept those ships. So just those two ships by themselves represent 600,000 passengers. Ironically, some of the political leaders in this community were very concerned that they lost that business. Mm-hmm. And also ironically, when you look at the footprint of the Port of Miami, there is expansion in the northeast corner for two or three terminals that can accommodate 6,000 passenger ships. It wasn't even a business decision. It was a case where Miami was not prepared to have those ships come here.
It wasn't competitive then at all in that process.
It could not compete.
So address, though, the possibility of a stadium in that southeast corner of the port. Southwest corner of Port Miami, and how that possibly could impact the cruise ship traffic. In other words, the passenger embarkations that happen on the north side of the port.
Well, it's interesting because they talk about the tunnel. The tunnel was not built for soccer fans. The tunnel was built for truckers initially, and now cruise passengers will be allowed to use that. The city of Miami Beach unanimously passed a resolution against that location because they know that the traffic on MacArthur Causeway is at its densest on, guess when, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Neeson and I had another forum in another organization in town, and he sort of said, well, it's usually Saturday, but there might be some Sundays and there might be some Wednesdays. And when they asked him, are you talking to the University of Miami? Well, those discussions are ongoing. So all we have is concept. We have this idea that we're going to call the old railway there Beckham Boulevard, and they're going to decorate it and make it an outdoor. And if you look at that Miami Herald article when they first announced this, they're also talking about being the developers of that property. Mm-hmm. They're also talking about nightclubs and retail stores. And so sometimes they say one thing and sometimes they say another thing. And this community has a right to know, what are we really talking about? Is this a land grab or is this just a stadium that you're going to invest $250 million to use 20 times a year?
John Fox of Miami Seaport Alliance calls it a land grab. Neeson Kasdan with Miami Beckham United calls it a secret plan for port development. Neeson, real quick.
Okay. Well, I like to repeat what my predecessor's mayor, Cy Gelber, said. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's a smoke machine. And John has a big smoke machine going here. Because, look, there's nothing inconsistent. It's totally consistent what we're saying. Soccer has 17 regular season games, maybe 20 with playoffs. 80% of them are Saturday and Sunday evenings. There may be another five or so events. And there are some soccer games on Wednesday evenings. The passengers all are on their ships in the afternoon, sailed by 4 or 5, the games don't begin to accept people until after 6, and the tunnel is vacant at that time.
Gentlemen, we've got less than a minute left here. Neeson, what's the clock for you? When does the option for you guys to really go, move forward with development expire in the port?
Well, we are working towards a final agreement with the county before July 1st.
July 1st, looking for something along there. John, how's that deadline meet with the Miami Seaport Alliance?
Well, we're prepared to back any other place in this community. Any other place. I think the idea, we had a chart at our presentation yesterday. There's only 20 teams in the United States, 3 in Canada, that we're talking about. The new New York City team is going to play in Yankee Stadium for 3 years. Almost none of them are on the water, and almost none of them are in the urban core. So let's be clear about that.
We've got to leave it there. John Fox with Miami Seaport Alliance, thank you. Neeson Kasdan, former Miami Beach Mayor with Miami Beckham United, thank you to both of you.